MRP Roadmap. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines material requirements planning MRP as follows. A set of techniques that uses bill of material data, inventory data, and the master production schedule, MPS, to calculate requirements for materials. It makes recommendations to release replenishment orders for material. Further, because it is time-phased, it makes recommendations to reschedule open orders when due dates and need dates are not in phase. Time-phased MRP begins with the items listed on the MPS and determines 1. The quantity of all components and materials required to fabricate those items and 2. The date that the components and material are required. Time-phased MRP is accomplished by exploding the bill of material, adjusting for inventory quantities on hand or on order, and offsetting the net requirements by the appropriate lead times. The basic function of MRP is to transform independent, forecasted demand into dependent, calculated demand. Objectives of MRP. What does MRP need to accomplish to be considered successful? Any MRP system will need to enable both planning and control. First, MRP systems need to determine material requirements precisely in terms of what, how much, and when. This includes determining specific quantities to pull from inventory versus what to order it, and when to schedule delivery. Second, since real systems are dynamic rather than static, MRP must adapt to changing priorities. This involves keeping priorities current as well as enabling planners to control those priorities. Keeping priorities current means that if quantities or due dates change in the master production schedule due to changes in supply or demand, if errors are discovered, or if there are problems with execution, such as equipment failure or late deliveries, the MRP system will be able to update the myriad details related to the change in a reasonable amount of time. Controlling priorities means that planners should have the ability to expedite or de-expedite orders, move them up or back in priority, and add, change, and cancel orders as needed. MRP interfaces and functions. Exhibit 4-48. Manufacturing planning and control. Note how MRP is the final step in priority planning, as shown in Exhibit 4-48. The functions of MRP are to plan and control inventories, including what must be ordered, in what quantities, and in what time frame, the order due date. Plan and control order releases to ensure that delivery due dates are met and to maintain validity of due dates. Provide accurate input regarding planned orders for the capacity planning process. This allows an organization using MRP to ensure the availability of materials/components for production and finished goods for customers. This increases customer service and revenue and decreases costs associated with changeovers. Reduce inventory by phasing itemized inventory with production needs. Lower inventory costs enable the organization to invest in other activities, including lowering prices and improving competitiveness. As the definition of MRP stated, another major function of the MRP system is to manage shifting priorities that result from the inevitable changes in demand and supply and manufacturing conditions. Forecasts may change. Delivery dates to customers may be advanced. Mistakes in orders may be discovered. Suppliers may be late or may not deliver sufficient quantities. Scrap rates may vary from expectations. The MRP system must be able to create and maintain a current component priority plan that supports the requirements of the MPS. MRP independent demand. MRP is used with dependent demand rather than independent demand. The requirements for items with independent demand are established through master scheduling. For example, the inventory of the fast fashion retailer has primarily independent demand since clothing is a finished good. Dependent demand items such as fabric are used in the production of finished items. The amount of inventory depends on the requirements of the finished item design, its bill of materials, and the number of finished items ordered. Some items will have both dependent and independent demand. Service or replacement parts are key examples. In this case, the MRP system is used to schedule production for both types of demand. Note also that the nature of demand for dependent items can vary. In industries such as petroleum refining, demand is constant and relatively stable. In an auto manufacturing plant, demand is intermittent for various models, and supply will likewise be intermittent since various models can be run on the same line. Demand for these models is therefore intermittent or lumpy. Some industries and items may have lumpier demand than others, and inventory declines in steps that are irregular in interval and quantity. MRP in push versus pull systems. MRP is more commonly used in certain manufacturing environments, primarily those with push rather than pull systems, and with dependent demand rather than independent demand. From a material control standpoint, a push system is defined as when material is issued according to a given schedule or issuing material to a job order at start time. In contrast, in a pull system, material is withdrawn from inventory as demanded by the using operations. Material is not issued until a signal comes from the user. Definitions are excerpts from the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary. An example of this is the Kanban system used in Lean. MRP in pull systems. A common misconception is that if an organization adopts lean manufacturing principles, which is a pull system, it would then abandon master scheduling and material requirements planning, which are primarily push systems. Lean still needs a master schedule, and while it is true that MRP is no longer used to schedule production of dependent demand items on a daily basis, MRP systems are still often necessary to provide forward visibility to suppliers and for internal planning purposes. Lean often still relies on MRP to plan longer-term elements such as capacity, for example, labor staffing. This information on capacity would otherwise be lacking in a lean system. Lean systems react only to demand signals, but they react quickly by design, which reduces lead times. Responding to actual demand prevents producing things that are not truly in demand, and this decreases inventory levels. But a reactive system will still need some method of planning for engineering or product configuration / bill of material changes, which MRP can do. MRP systems can also complement lean by planning complex products with variable demand. MRP can be used to provide sufficient notice to suppliers to ensure that they have sufficient capacity to make the required components when the demand signals occur. The MRP system then is used to translate the master schedule into longer-term demand for various components that will likely be needed. Another use of MRP in lean manufacturing is for lot or item tracking. Many end items require a chain of custody to be established, such as for proof that a certain percentage of components were made in a particular country, or for health and safety data, such as on pharmaceuticals tracked by lot. Without an MRP system, a lean system would have much more difficulty tracking which components went into which end items. The MRP system can serve as a data management tool to track the origins of parts placed in a lean system's supermarket inventory system. In some cases, MRP-based systems may incorporate some features from lean. For example, today's enterprise resources planning, ERP systems, have begun to incorporate and apply the best features of both methods. Many ERP systems have repurposed MRP functionality to respond to pulse signals from the shop floor. This ERP functionality has the following attributes: order point logic that responds to downstream demand signals to release material, lot size calculator that determines Kanban quantities based on processing variables such as scrap, setup, and run time per unit, shop floor data collection based on barcoding of material into and out of workstations to determine work in process and electronic reporting of the up status of workstations and demand for materials to the ERP system. Portals that enable suppliers to upload planning parameter data such as lead time, scrap, and production status data.